Archers for the week 23 to 28 January 2005.
Decisions need to be made about George's funeral service.
How is Christine?
Well...
Oh, silly question.
Yesterday she seemed a lot more positive. In fact, she said she might come to church today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but this morning she just couldn't face it.
Well, I'm not surprised. Because I thought of having to deal with all that sympathy.
I remember.
So do I. I'll pop in and see her before I go off to the Laurels.
Oh, she'd appreciate that.
I would need to finalise arrangements for the funeral.
I thought that was all agreed.
Well, more or less. But I still... Well, the fact is, I've got to do George's eulogy on Thursday, and I really didn't know him that well.
Didn't you?
I've only been here 18 months.
Oh, yes.
So, well, all I knew was chairman of the parish council, pillar of the community, husband of Christine. I never knew he used to be a policeman.
Didn't you?
All that he'd been married before and had kids. Oh, hello, Phil.
I'm sorry Jill wasn't here this morning.
No, Shula has already explained.
Chris seemed so much better yesterday, but...
It's early days, isn't it?
Mm. Well, her son's supposed to be arriving this afternoon.
Oh, good.
He's been on tour in Japan.
Oh, doing what?
He's an administrator with an orchestra.
And only got back yesterday.
Oh. This is the son from her first marriage.
Yeah, Peter, that's right. And George's son, Terry, is coming on Thursday.
Oh, and there's a daughter as well.
Oh, Karen. Don't know if she'll be coming.
I shouldn't think so.
They're estranged. I know George tried to heal the rift, but...
Yeah, that's sad.
Though... Chris has had a card from Ellen, his first wife.
Yes, I found that... Well, it seemed strange.
Yeah.
Did she marry him?
Well, yes, she did. I mean, for years she refused to give him a divorce because she was Catholic.
Ah.
It was only when she wanted to get married again...
And there was quite a fuss, wasn't there, about George and Auntie Chris getting married in St. Stephen's?
Mm. But they did.
Yes. Richard Adamson really went out on a limb for them. He defied the wishes of the PCC and his bishop.
He must have had strong reasons to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I must get home. We're all going ice skating this afternoon. But on Thursday, after the funeral, everyone's invited back to the stables.
I just thought, you know, it'd do you good to get out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I know, but I'm really tired. I didn't sleep very well last night.
Oh. You always used to be good at sleeping.
I've lost the knack.
Any particular reason?
Apart from the obvious...
Oh, you mean you haven't slept properly since...
No, not really.
Oh. Well, have you tried taking anything?
Pat's given me some special tea, you know, chamomile or something or other.
Yeah, I was thinking more of sleeping pills. You can get them over the counter, you know.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help much when you're lying awake at 4 o'clock, imagine.
What are you imagining?
Oh, you know.
Not really now.
I keep thinking I hear things.
What sort of things?
You know what it's like in the middle of the night. You hear an owl hooting or a fox and you're lying there wondering, did I bolt the back door?
Are you afraid?
Yeah, it's stupid, I know.
Afraid someone might break in?
Well, it wouldn't be difficult. You'd only have to smash the glass in the door and you could reach through and undo the bolt.
Well, that's easily fixed.
How?
Put a deadlock on it. With a key, you can take it out.
But the windows are just the same. Anyone could break a pane of glass.
Yeah, I'll get you some window locks as well.
I'm being ridiculous, aren't I? Why would anyone want to break in here? I've nothing worth stealing.
Well, look, if you're lying awake worrying about it, then we must do something to make you feel more secure. I'm going into Borshes tomorrow, so I'll... pop into the DIY.
Oh!
It's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey.
No, it'll only be Shula.
I'll get it. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Come on in.
Well, I've only come to collect Jed. Have I got the right day?
Yeah, Shula. Give Jamie a shout, Sid.
Isn't Sid here to see Jamie?
Jamie! Shula's here!
No, he's just come to see me.
Oh.
Come and get your coat on. Been looking forward to this all week, haven't you?
Where's Daniel?
Oh, he's in the car. Are you coming back for tea with us afterwards?
Can I, Mum?
Are you sure you don't mind?
No, know as long as you don't.
No, no.
Right, I'll bring him back about 7.
Thanks.
Got really good at skating, didn't we, last winter?
Oh, you're going to show the rest of us up, are you?
I've probably forgotten how to do it.
I'm completely hopeless. I fall over all the time.
Have you got your gloves?
Yep.
OK, see you later, love.
Bye. Bye, Dad.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, at least that'll give him a bit of fun.
She didn't have to give me a funny look.
What?
Like, what are you doing here? If you haven't come to see Jamie. Well,
it's none of her business.
No. Of course.
Well, why shouldn't I see my ex-husband if I want to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I'd best be getting back.
Oh, do you have to?
Well...
At least stay for a cup of tea.
Well... OK. Half an hour's not going to make any difference.
I thought, who can I ask about trees?
Where do you park?
Just by the shop. And I immediately thought of George.
Oh, yes.
I was halfway to the phone to ring.
Yeah. I keep thinking I see him out there on the green. Mm. He used to wander over with Walt to check how the new house was coming along.
Yes.
And it's as if he's, I know, just out of sight somewhere.
Exactly. Well, just think how Christmas feels.
Oh, I'm worried about him. I mean, it was so sudden.
Yes.
But I need something to keep myself occupied. So, what are you going to do about the trees?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I popped in to see Mike Tucker.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I told him that we were about to start laying the hedge.
Are you sure you're up to it with that cold?
Yeah, the fresh air would be good. And Mike said he's really interested. He said he'd come and give me a hand later in the week.
Oh, right. So, afternoon, Alan.
Who?
It's Alan.
Alan who? Oh, it's you.
Good afternoon.
How long have you had this?
Oh, only a few weeks.
It was left to him by a grateful parishioner.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm taking my test on Wednesday, so I'm trying to get in a bit of practice. Actually, I just stopped to tell you, Phil, I've been to see Christine.
Well, how is she?
Well, still pretty fragile. But she's had so many cards and messages of condolence, it must be a comfort, knowing how much everyone loved and valued him.
Did she mention the hymns?
The Lord is my shepherd and dear Lord and Father of mankind.
Right.
And the Hollerton band will play Abide With Me.
Right, well, we'll go ahead and get the order of service printed then.
Well, I must be off.
Do take care on that thing.
Well, don't worry.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Lizzie.
Noisy pleasure?
Yes. I came out for a quiet ride to escape from the noise of violent computer games.
That's Vicky, you know.
What?
On the motorbike.
Oh.
Games?
Bruno's, our foster child. They are so noisy.
Well, at least he's at home playing computer games. He's not out getting himself up to mischief.
Sid.
What?
Just because Bruno comes from a broken home doesn't mean he's a criminal.
You know who his father is, don't you?
Yes, of course.
If that lad's straight, it'd be a miracle.
No, I disagree.
Lock up your valuables if I were you.
I'd better be heading back.
Ah, yes. Yes, I'd better go and face the music. I only popped out for 20 minutes. That was 3 hours ago. Geraldine would be waiting for me with a rolling pin.
Ah, you've done really well.
And Titcomb did most of the clearing work.
Well, he did an excellent job then.
Made the most enormous bonfire.
Should I knock a few more sticks in?
Well, I should leave it till we've got the first pleacher in place.
Right.
I mean, I know we've got to follow the line of the old hedge, but they did say on my course that you often have to adjust the position of the stakes.
Mm.
Right. How does that look?
I think you probably need to go a bit further.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Don't cut deep enough into the pleacher, you see. It's not going to bend over properly, is it?
No, but I'm terrified of making one cut too many.
And slicing all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, reducing this fine hawthorn to a ragged stump.
Well, you take it slowly. Would it help if I held on to it?
No, you stand right back, Phil. A pargeter with a billhook in his hand is a dangerous animal.
Right, I shall keep my distance.
How about that?
Well, I should think that was enough.
Feels as if it's about to fall.
Right, let's lay it down.
Right, you ready?
Yeah. Now, towards me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. Now, in front of the first stake...
We might have to adjust the position of the second one. Will it go behind?
I don't... Let me just... There you are.
Oh, well done.
Well, that wasn't too difficult, was it?
One down. Only about 100 more to go.
Well, come on. We can probably do half a dozen before it gets dark.
Come into the kitchen. Oliver and Bruno are watching some film.
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, let me shut the door. Oh, that's better. Why does everything he finds entertaining have to involve guns and car chases? Glass of wine.
Oh, yes, please.
How was the skating?
Oh, wonderful.
You've got the hang of it at last, have you?
Oh, I'm fine as long as Alistair's holding me up. So we did a sort of decorous promenade around the edge of the rink while the boys raced around in the middle.
I did consider taking Bruno at one time.
Oh, rather you than me, I'm afraid.
Mm. I think you saw him at his worst the other day. Anyway, he's not keen on skating.
I suppose when you're 15, it's a question of dignity, isn't it? You're afraid of falling over and making a prat of yourself.
I suppose so.
You're sounding a bit fed up.
No, no. I mean, it's not easy because, well, because of the hunting thing.
Yes, it is taking up a lot of time.
If Oliver's not out with the hunt, he's organising meetings.
I know.
Which means I'm having to juggle my shifts to make sure one of us is here every day. But we're managing.
Good.
Just about. Oh, the thing I find most difficult. I suppose the trouble is, Oliver and I don't entirely agree.
About what?
Well, we try to set boundaries for him so we all know where we stand. But Bruno always somehow manages to subvert them.
How?
Well, we asked him not to spread his belongings about the house. But we said he could do what he liked in his own room because that's his territory. So now he's smoking in there.
Yes, Oliver said.
He'd much rather he didn't. But then he says we said his room was his own space. Oh, and you should see it, Shula. Just a few days and he's turned it into a complete tip.
Oh, dear.
Oliver says that's what we agreed. We mustn't go in there. But I can't bear it. Well, I need to retrieve the crockery for a start and pick up the dirty clothes and put them in the wash.
So do it.
But Oliver says...
Caroline, this is your house.
Yes, yes, I know.
And the situation's obviously making you feel uncomfortable, isn't it?
Well,
so you've got to take control. Bruno's obviously an artful little so-and-so. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
I know, I know.
So don't let him. Put your foot down.
Bert suspects that his talents are not properly appreciated.
Doing anything at lunchtime?
Anything special?
Do you want to come in and have something to eat then?
Sure.
Only be a bowl of soup and some bread and cheese and that.
That suits me.
Great. Okay, any improvement on last week? Cows on heat?
No, things pretty much the same. I mean, you can see from the whiteboard, still not budding like you'd expect.
Any ideas?
One or two. I wonder if we should have.
Oh, Ned.
Oh, hello.
I'll tell you the meeting.
Right.
Hi, Bert.
Anything special you want me to do?
I don't think so.
Go on, off you go!
No, it's just soily jib to the use.
Did you do that bit of fencing?
Well, like him better.
Yeah?
Well, I was going to do that this afternoon, unless it was somewhere else.
No, no, that's fine.
Hey, Bert, you know which cow this is?
Who do you mean?
You don't recognise her?
Well, should we?
You see that nice clean udder? That was a mess of warts 3 months back.
Oh, is that the one?
The one you charmed the warts off.
Oh, right.
You've done a good job there, Bert.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That charm, we're like a...
Like a charm.
We're so funny.
No.
Oh, come on, Pip. I feel sick.
Why is it you always feel sick on a Monday morning?
Don't know.
You've got music this afternoon. You don't want to miss that, do you?
That's this afternoon.
Right, so what happens this morning?
Double maths.
Oh, I see. It's the thought of double mass that makes you feel sick, then.
No.
What's it?
Oh, hello.
Bruno, hang on a minute.
What?
You've forgotten your bag.
Hey?
Your school bag.
Oh, no. Not a lot of point giving me out my bag. It's got all my books.
It's here in the back. Hold on.
I hate Monday mornings.
So do I.
You left it on the back seat.
Oh.
Morning, Ruth.
Morning.
Where did it get there?
I can't begin to imagine, unless you put it there. Have you met Bruno, Ruth?
I have.
Hi, I'm Pip's mum. We saw you at the school last week, actually.
Yeah, hi.
Right, I'll see you this evening.
Oh, no.
What?
My homework. I left it on the kitchen table. But I'll have to go back for it.
Oh, no, you don't.
But I'll get in trouble.
I cleared the kitchen table before we left. Wiped up the spilt milk and marmalade. There was no homework to be seen.
Oh, well, I must have left it...
So it's either in your bag or you somehow neglected to do it. Go on the bus.
What's the point?
GCSEs, Bruno. Qualifications. You won't get anywhere in life without them.
Yeah, right.
See you this evening.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Oh, it's like wading through treacle. Every morning the same struggle, the same pathetic excuses.
Mum, I feel sick.
Do your kids do that?
It does.
I thought she liked school.
But she did in juniors, since she started at Gorchester Green.
Oh, dear.
Every morning, 8:15. Mum, I feel sick. It's like Groundhog Day.
Look, I've got to go, Neil. I'll talk to you soon, yeah? But thank you for letting me know. OK. Yeah, bye. I do not believe that man.
Neil?
No. Derek Fletcher.
What's he done now?
He's going around telling everyone that he's hoping to be the new chairman of the parish council.
Oh.
Can you believe it? George hasn't been gone 5 minutes.
What's supposed to happen when somebody dies in office?
Well, George was chairman long before I was ever a councillor. But, I mean, Derek can't just appoint himself, that's for sure. Oh, that suit's going to burn.
Ruth not back here?
She's on her way. She phoned. So, how was football practice yesterday?
Great.
And who is it you're playing on Wednesday?
Borchester Echo.
Oh, well, you'd be all right there.
Yeah, reckon.
Well, you know what journalists are like. They all drink and smoke too much.
That's what Brenda said. And they all wear raincoats and trilby hats.
Hey.
I'm sure the Echo can muster 5 fit blokes. I met a chap who works on their sports desk.
Sorry, mate. There were loads.
Hello.
Of...
What have you done with Ben?
Dropped him off at your mum's, of course.
Oh, right.
Hi, Sam.
Hiya.
There were foxhounds on the road.
What?
The hunt was out.
Again?
And they must have lost the scent or something.
There can't be any foxes left in South Borsetshire.
The hounds are milling about in the road, holding up the traffic.
Well, this is just about ready.
Great. I'm starving.
Can you get me some poles down, Sam?
Sure.
I'm just washing my hands. How are the cows?
That's the same as they were last week.
Still not cycling properly. What?
Whenever you say that, I have this image of a cow on a bicycle. Right, well, I hope this is okay. It did stick to the bottom of the pan a bit, but I don't think it's fine.
Bread, Ruth?
Please.
No, that's okay.
So, the cows.
There you go, Sam.
So, can you pass the butter?
Right.
Yeah, like I said, I do think the yield could be better.
Same as it was last year.
Yeah, I know, but... I reckon we could aim a bit higher.
So, you think we should change the diet?
Well, not radically, but we could try tweaking it a bit.
In what way?
Excellent soup.
Oh, thanks.
I wondered about trying one of these new yeast products.
Quite pricey.
Yeah, but it can improve yield by up to 2 litres a cow.
I know how they're supposed to work, like deoxidating the rumen.
Which improves fermentation.
Yeah, but if the cows are producing more...
They'll need to get more energy from somewhere.
Exactly.
So, we add a maize-based moist feed to the mix.
Oh. Okay. Ruth?
Sounds good to me. Only,
What?
Well, I just wonder. We've already got this problem with the fertility.
Well, it's not a problem. It's just a little...
Worry?
Yeah. And if we get the feed just right, I reckon it'll sort itself out.
Do you?
Can't guarantee it, but...
It's worth a try.
Yeah.
Ruth?
Okay, let's give it a go.
Right. Well, you tell me what you want, Sam, and I'll put an order in.
Oh, look, the rain's arrived.
Oh, no. Bert's only just gone up to Lakey Meadow.
He'll surely have the sense to come back.
No, Bert and sense don't always go together.
Well, give him a ring. Oh, no, he doesn't have a mobile, does he?
Caroline!
I'm in here. Did you have a good day?
No, not especially. We had one good run earlier on, but...
You're so thrilled.
This afternoon was a bit of a washout.
Well, take your things off and hang them up. Right. I'll make some tea when I've done this.
There's Bruno's clothes?
Yep.
You finally persuaded him?
No, I'm afraid not. I went into his room to gather up the mugs and plates that had migrated up there, and it stank of cigarettes and old socks.
But we did say...
So that... I opened the window and picked up the dirty clothes. Which I am now about to wash.
We did say his room was his own territory.
I didn't touch anything else.
We can't set rules for him.
I didn't pick up the CDs or make the bed.
We can't set rules and then flout them.
He's the one who's flouting the rules. We said no smoking in the house.
I spoke to him about that.
And I've told him a dozen times, crockery in the dishwasher, dirty linen in the laundry basket.
I know, but
this
really...
is our house, Oliver. And Bruno's got to remember that.
Bert! Oh... What are you doing?
Oh, it looked like I'm doing.
But it's pouring.
Fixing this fence like you told me to.
You're absolutely soaked.
Oh, it's only a shower.
Yeah, but it's the third shower this afternoon. Can't believe you're still out there.
A drop of rain never hurt no one.
Yeah, this isn't a drop, is it? It's more like a monsoon.
Look, I've only got a few more yards to go. I can finish it before dark.
It's practically dark now. And your back's hurting, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I saw you trying to straighten up just then.
Got your lumbago, that's all.
Yeah, which is not helped by standing around in this. Now, come on.
Was that Bruno?
Yes, he just got home. He's gone up to his room.
Ah.
I'm bracing myself.
I still think you were a bit unwise.
Oh, no, but you've got to back me up on this.
Well...
We've told him till we're blue in the face. How are we expecting him to behave? Please, Oliver.
Yes, it's all right.
You've been in my room.
Afternoon, Bruno.
You licked my stuff.
I went into your room because there was such...
What have you done with it?
Because you'd left things in such a mess.
Are you listening to me?
Now, come on, come on. There's no need to shout.
Tell me where it is, then.
Your dirty washing's in the machine.
I don't care about the clothes. You can keep the clothes.
And the crockery's in the dishwasher. I didn't touch anything else.
You liar!
That is quite enough, young man.
Where's my Zippo, eh?
You what?
My lighter. I know you got this big thing about smoking, but I ain't no reason no nicking my lighter.
You left it in the pocket of your jeans.
Where is it? Have you chucked it out?
No. I took it out before I put them in the washing machine. It's over here.
What?
On the dresser. I have every intention of giving it back.
Give it here. Cow.
Bruno.
Bruno, where are you? Oh, Lord.
What on earth was all that about?
He should have stopped as soon as it came on to rain.
Well, you give me this job to do.
What do you think I am, Bert? Some kind of slave driver?
No, but my old dad used to say...
Oh, come on, let's get the barbed wire.
If you leave your cattle out in it...
Come on, up with it.
You've no right to be seeking shelter for your own back.
Well... Our cows are cozy and dry in their winter quarters, aren't they?
Oh, you young'uns, you just ain't got the stammer.
No, and we haven't got rickets either. Times have changed.
You don't understand the old country ways.
Hey, don't forget the hammer.
Look what, charming.
Oh, come on, Bert. Sam and I were dead impressed with that.
And so you should be.
Come on, let's get out of this rain.
Just think what it would have cost.
What?
If you'd had to get the vet out, he'd have charged you an arm and a leg.
Bruno, can we...
Bog off.
We need to talk to you.
Did you hear what I said?
Oh, come on, Bruno, be sensible.
Oi, leave my stuff alone.
I want to apologise to you.
What?
I'm sorry. I didn't know what it was all about, but it clearly meant more than a lighter normally would.
Bruno, help us a bit here, will you? We want to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what? It was just a lighter. Well... What's going on?
I...
You can tell us.
You'll think I'm soft.
Soft? You'd have to go a long way to persuade us of that.
So?
It was my dad's. My dad's lighter.
Right. Then I really am sorry.
So it means a lot to you?
I haven't got much of his. He gave it to me before... When they took him.
Oh, Bruno.
I hate him. So I kept it. Then...
Yes, of course. You thought we'd chucked it away.
Yeah.
You know, we've said it before, but... we and Sheila feel the same way about this. We think it might help to get him.
I told you, I can't. I don't want to.
Are you sure? It'd be perfectly easy to arrange.
But only if it's what you want.
What I want?
What do you say?
I want you to get out of my room and just leave me alone.
Neil's workforce keeps letting him down.
What's
it all the wood for?
Oh, I'm going over Lower Loxley, help Nigel Padger to lay an edge.
Oh, really?
Yep, and he needs hazel stakes. Just so acts as I coppiced a load of hazel down by the river, so I've got some for him.
Oh, you never see that anymore, do you? Proper edge laying.
No, it's a dying art, isn't it?
Shame.
And even if you wanted to do it, it's a problem these days, finding a hedge that had been flailed.
Oh, but Nigel's got one.
There's quite a few holes in it, he says. Boy, come to see me. That's what you should plant in the gaps.
I think beech makes a lovely edge.
Oh, it ain't, strictly speaking, a native of these parts, beech.
Oh, isn't it?
Well, Nigel, we're all for planting oak, but it'll be a few years till that grows up. I thought maybe rowan.
What, for the berries?
Well, got to do something for the birds, haven't we?
Neil?
Thought you were in the shop this morning.
Well, I'm just on my way.
Morning.
And so should you be. What time are you supposed to be seeing the bank?
How fast?
Well, you'd better get a move on.
Yeah, all right.
I've ironed a shirt for you.
I mean, Jazzer didn't show up again.
Well, I've seen him just now.
Oh, yeah, he's there now, all right, now I've done feeding the sows.
Oh, well, I must be off.
You going to be around this afternoon?
No, afraid not, mate.
Well, I thought we could crack on with the central heating.
I'm going over Lower Loxley, help Nigel Padger to lay a hedge.
A hedge? What for?
Well, because he asked me.
Well, is he paying you?
No, but then neither are you.
Oh, come on, Mike.
But you owe me best part of 200.
Oh, Neil.
It's not that much.
Far short.
I'll settle up with you just as soon as I've sorted things out with the bank.
Well, as long as they say yes.
Well, of course they'll say yes. So they make their profits, innit? Lending money and charging us through the nose for the privilege of borrowing it.
Oh, well, best of luck, mate. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, Mike. Oh, you didn't tell me you owed Mike.
It's only a few quid.
200?
It's nowhere near that much. And I'll pay him as soon as I get back.
It shouldn't have happened. We had all the finances planned.
Oh, we were always flying a bit close to the wind. It all adds up. Things being more expensive, everything taking longer.
Yeah, well, just let me know how you get on.
I'll see you this evening.
No, no, drop by the shop.
Well, it'll be fine.
Yes, but just so I know.
All right.
When was the last time we went to a club?
We can't.
Come on, Ed.
Tonight.
Oh, we never go anywhere anymore. And I don't want to spend another evening watching TV with your mom.
Who wants to come to the practice?
Oh, boring.
So you like football?
So did I. The first 50 times I watched you guys, it was quite entertaining.
Come on, don't exaggerate.
Now you should try sitting around freezing your butt off night after night.
It's not for much longer.
What, you think you might lose tomorrow?
No. It's only for another 2 weeks.
2 weeks? 14 more days of nothing but football and football.
Well, you know how much it means to me.
What, winning or beating your brother?
Both.
And that's another thing.
What?
You and Will.
What?
Scoring points off each other the whole time. It's kind of pathetic.
Well, we've always been like that since we were kids.
So maybe it's time you grew up.
What's got into you?
Sometimes I feel sorry for your mom.
Why?
It really gets to her, you know? The way you two go for each other.
Well, she's got to be used to it after 20 years.
But she would so love it if you'd kiss and make up.
No chance.
Morning.
Hiya, Oliver.
Hi.
And how are you, Beth?
I'm good, thank you.
This young man keeping you entertained?
We were just having a little discussion on that very topic.
Oh, dear, you're not getting bored, are you?
Just occasionally.
Well, it's not the most thrilling pastime, feeding silage to a bunch of cattle.
Oh, no, no, this is fun. I love the walk over here on those frosty mornings.
Grand, isn't it? When the grass crunches under your feet.
And I was kind of hoping to meet this kid you're fostering.
What?
I've heard so much about him.
Ed's told you about Bruno?
I never said a word.
No, not from Ed, but he's rather the talk of the village.
Is he?
Yeah. Everyone says it's really brave of you.
Brave?
Or stupid.
To take this, like, wild kid into your beautiful home.
No, he's not wild.
No, I mean, aren't you worried about all your stuff?
No, of course not.
But you have so many great things. All those pictures and the little figurines.
Well, he's managed not to break anything, yet.
It's not break it, it's you should be worried about.
What do you say?
Well, I'll keep an eye out next time I go to the car boot, see if I recognise anything, eh?
Bruno may be many things, Ed, but he's not a thief.
He's Snatch Foster's kid, isn't he?
Oh. And children always take after their parents, do they?
I just don't understand why they couldn't tell me that over the phone, instead of having me drive all the way to Borchester and back again.
But he was all right about it, the bank manager.
Well, you don't get to see the manager these days. It's some spotty youth calls himself my personal finance advisor or some such. He didn't look more than a couple of years older than Christopher.
But he agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank heaven for that. Oh, pass us that box of cereal bars, will you?
Gave me the standard lecture about keeping control of my budget.
Well, I never imagined we'd be running this sort of overdraft.
I haven't spent anything I didn't have to.
No, I know you haven't.
There have just been a few unforeseen costs, but I've paid a couple of hundred off the credit card bill, so...
Why didn't you pay the old lot?
Because I've got the electrician in next week, and by the time I've paid him, well, I don't want to leave myself out of pocket again.
I know, but if you've extended the overdraft...
Well, I didn't extend it that much.
But Neil...
Afternoon.
Shouldn't you be at school?
Afternoon off, for revising. You know, GCSEs.
Right.
Well, I don't remember Christopher having afternoons off.
Neither do I.
Got a load of coursework to finish off. You know, stuff you have to do on your own. I'll phone the school if you don't believe me.
I've got better things to do.
That's two of them, a packet of mints and some gum.
All right, so look, that's £1.35.
Oh, and can I have 20 pensions?
Oh, no.
I'm 17.
Not if you're doing GCSEs, you're not.
They're from your mum.
Well, then your mum will have to come and buy them herself.
Well, she's in a wheelchair.
Well, that's very sad, but I still can't sell you cigarettes.
Ah, well, go on.
No!
Oh, she'll kill me.
Look, you're too young. I'm not allowed.
Who is your mum, anyway?
None of your business. How much did you say?
Well, for the sweets, £1.35.
Right, there you go.
Whereabouts do you live?
What's it to you?
Right. There we go, and a 65p change.
Well, I know most people in this village.
Well, glad I don't live here then.
Cheeky little beggar.
I think I know who he is.
Oh.
That lad staying up Grange Farm.
Oh, right.
Snatch Foster's kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I bet he's skiving off school.
Well, Christopher certainly didn't get afternoons off, did he?
Do you think I should ring Oliver Sterling?
No.
Or Caroline?
No, none of our business if they want to go taking in juvenile delinquents. Anyway, I better go and phone this electrician, make sure he's still on for next week. Knowing my luck, he'll have found himself another job.
Oh, don't say that.
Now, with these new regulations, every electrician in the county seems to be booked up till next year.
Neil?
Hmm?
Why don't we go out this evening?
What?
Have a meal at the Bull for a change.
No, not tonight.
Oh, we haven't had an evening out for ages.
I want to get the plumbing finished by the time the first fix electrics are done.
Oh, I can't face another evening alone in that caravan.
If Mike's going to spend his days messing around with hedges,
please,
I'm going to have my work cut out. Now, why don't you go round Emma's or summer?
Oh, I just thought... Oh, never mind.
Bruno?
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
I was just, grabbing something to eat.
No, no, I mean, what are you doing home?
School finished early.
Why?
Oh, because there was a fire in the kitchen, so they had to evacuate the building.
Really?
Yeah. So they said, come home and, get on with revision for the exams.
Right.
So, I was just, gonna do that.
Well, before you do...
What?
Now, I've been thinking about what happened yesterday.
I told
yes,
you.
Yes, I know.
I don't want to talk about that.
I know what you said. I just thought, well, you've had a bit of time to think about it now, and I rang Sheila this morning.
Oh, no.
No, 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 it's okay.
I hate when you do that.
Do what?
Talk about me behind my back.
I'm only trying to do what's best for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got the feeling yesterday that, well, that you really do care about your dad.
Hmm?
And it would be a great shame if you lost touch with him.
Oh, says who?
He is your family, after all. And Sheila agrees with me.
What is this? A conspiracy?
In fact, she's been in touch with the prison, and your dad would like to see you.
Is that what he said?
So you only have to say the word, and Sheila will arrange for a visiting order. Would you like that? Look, Bruno, if you really don't want to see him...
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I suppose if he wants to see me...
He does.
Better go then, hadn't I?
So Will's going to play, but Roy Tucker's been working nights and Tom Archer didn't turn up because he had some business meeting. So they've hardly had a single practice with the old team. I mean, even if the Borchester Echo team are a bit pathetic, they shouldn't have too much of a problem knocking out Ambridge United.
That's all you care about, isn't it?
What?
Seeing your brother humiliated.
Actually, I'd prefer it if we met Aston Celtic versus Ambridge United. I can do the humiliating myself.
You know something, Ed?
What?
I hope you lose tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Beth.
No, I'm serious.
Hey, Ben.
Oh, hi.
Hiya.
Hey, what's with the foliage?
Hey, something stuck in your hair.
Oh,
No, I've been pulled through an hedge backwards, that's why.
You what?
I've been laying a hedge all this afternoon.
Laying a hedge? What's that?
It's what they used to do in the olden days. You have like a row of trees, you cut through them so you can bend them over, but they're still growing, then you peg them into position with hazel stakes.
Oh, and that's traditional, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a bit rare nowadays. I said, when you're ready.
This sounds fascinating.
Yeah, right.
Can I come and watch?
You what?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
You are kidding, right?
Well, why should I be kidding? It's got to be more entertaining than watching you and Jethro kicking a ball around.
Oh, got soccer fatigue, have you, love?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, don't worry. It'll be over for him tomorrow night.
What do you mean?
Well, you're drawn against a blue boar, ain't you?
So?
You don't stand a chance.
Why'd you say that?
A bunch of cloggers, aren't they? If they can play dirty, they will.
Well, you'll be well matched, then.
How do you know? Well, I used to play darts against them. They try anything, dispute the score, cry foul at the drop of an hat.
Isn't it your son who's captain of Ambridge United?
Roy, yeah, that's right. Mm. Well, they should win, all right.
No, I heard.
Well, I don't expect the Echo can muster much of a side.
I heard they're bringing in ringers from the Borchester College Sports Department.
They can't do that.
I want to bet. Anyway, I've got to practice. You come in.
No.
What?
I think I'll stay here and check my emails and call some friends.
Fine. See yourself.
Ambridge has gone football crazy.
Bye, love. See you later.
What are you grinning about?
Helen, she just seems so...
normal?
I was going to say relaxed, but I suppose that's it.
She's still pretty thin.
Yes, but she's eating regularly. She really is. I mean, not much, I grant you.
Oh, but... I've stopped noticing.
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah. I suddenly realised at supper last night, we'd been sitting there for half an hour chatting about, oh, I don't know, football, mum and Jack, the shop.
Tom's business.
Inevitably. But I hadn't even noticed what Helen was eating.
Well, I haven't quite got to that stage.
I thought she was ready to come home. Full time, I mean.
Well, the clinic haven't said anything.
No, I know they won't send her home cured, but she seems to be managing it for herself now.
Well, they've got to be sure, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
And if they let someone out too soon, all those months of hard work could have an apple.
Half an hour, OK, Mum?
OK. I just need to have a word with Clary.
Where are you going?
Mum's going to help me interview these butchers.
Oh, I don't know about help. I know absolutely nothing about butchery.
Yeah, well, I can handle the technical side. It's more a question of, you know, assessing what sort of a person they are. Will they be reliable, punctual, good-natured?
So, if you end up with a temperamental hothead who's always late...
Yep, that'll be your fault.
Thanks.
How many are you seeing?
Four. Oh, I meant to ask you, are you on for tonight?
What?
The football. You coming to cheer us on?
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there.
I said I'd go round and see Cathy.
Bring her along.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, I really don't think football's Cathy's thing.
Jamie's pretty keen, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but... I bet he'd like to come.
I'll see what Cathy says.
Oh, what time is it?
8:45.
Oh, I think something crawled my mouth during the night and died.
Well, I told you to go easy on Grandad's cider. It's got a kick like a mule, that stuff.
Oh, any tea?
And a pot.
Look at that.
What?
My leg.
Oh.
That's where Stu jumped on me.
He was a bit lethal with his tackles, isn't he, your brother?
But you need to be with the sound of things.
Well, I don't believe the blue boar could be that bad.
Well, Stu used to drink down there. He said it was a bit rough even for him.
Right.
What are you worrying about? You know what, he played dirty, we'll play dirty. We can do that.
Yeah, I suppose.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Worried Beth won't love you with a broken nose and your ear torn off.
Shut up and put some toast on.
Mm. Where is she anyway?
Still in bed.
I hope Stu remembers to pick up the team shots.
Yeah, so do I. My arm's hanging off the old one.
Morning.
What are you doing here?
Grandad around?
Well, he's gone out.
Oh, already?
Well, what do you want him for?
Oh, it's just about, you know, tomorrow.
So you're fit?
What, for the funeral?
The night, Ambridge United.
Oh, yeah, we're quietly confident.
Got yourselves a team strip then?
Yeah, we have actually.
What colour?
Oh, I don't know, Tom's been organising it.
We're going to be green and white.
So, where's Grandad gone?
He's going to get a black ribbon from Linda Snell.
What?
Well, he says he's going to plait it into Bartleby's mane.
You what?
For the funeral.
All right.
Oh, he's going in the trap, is he?
Yeah, he's really down about it.
Yeah, well, George was quite a few years younger than Grandad.
Did he like George, though?
Of course he did.
George Barford, a gamekeeper, ex-copper.
He didn't even drink.
Exactly. I mean, what did him and Grandad ever have in common?
They had a lot of respect for each other.
Now all they cared about was who could grow the biggest parsnip for the flower and produce show.
You don't know what that word means, do you? Respect.
Oh, come on, Mum, it'll be fun.
I'm too tired, darling. But I'm sure you'll have a lovely time with Tony.
Yeah.
And you've got to cheer really loudly for Ambridge United.
I will.
Tom will be mortified if they don't get through after he spent all that money having the shirts printed.
Right, come on, Jamie. Let's hit the road.
Oh, don't be too late, will you? Only he's got school tomorrow.
And we're going in early for breakfast.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Great British Breakfast Week.
Yeah. Right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good time. Oh, Lord. I'd forgotten all about this breakfast thing. Sid said we should all go together, which seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well,
see how you feel in the morning. It takes me every last scrap of energy to get through the day at work. And there's a funeral tomorrow. You going? Don't know. I'd like to, just to the church. But Elizabeth and Nigel will be going, so somebody's got to stay at Lower Loxley. And, well, you know.
Yeah. Tony will have to go home after the service for afternoon milking.
Can't he get Tom to do it?
Oh, no chance. They're moving into the new unit next week, you know, up at Sawyer's Farm.
Oh, weren't you going to help him with interviews with the new butcher?
Oh, that was this afternoon.
How did it go?
Fine. I felt like a bit of a spare part, to be honest.
Why?
Oh, he's so confident now. He knows exactly what he wants. He asks all the right questions. Nothing for me to do except sit there smiling in an encouraging sort of way.
But he got someone.
Yeah, really nice man. Loads of experience. He's the one I'd have chosen.
Oh, good.
So, what do you want to do this evening?
Oh, thought.
Well, since Jamie's out, we could stroll down to the Bull and have a drink.
Yeah, I suppose we could.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
I've got a bottle of wine in the kitchen. We could just open that.
Oh, fine. Ah, that was just an idea.
So, when's he starting?
Who?
This butcher.
Oh, in a month or so.
Oh, I bet that hurts.
Come on, ref, you blind or what?
He plays a bit dirty, your brother, doesn't he?
They all do.
Oh, look out!
That bald man tore his shirt.
Oh, it wasn't much of a shirt. He only had one sleeve to start with.
Well, he's just trying to look tough for his girlfriend.
Oh, is she here? That nice American girl?
Oh, yeah, over there, look.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your brother told me they were getting new kit. Celtic shirts, green and white.
Where were they going to get that from?
Yeah, off the back of a lorry, I expect. But obviously never showed up.
That's a bit late.
Well, it's got to be a red card, hasn't it?
So, he's got a job at the moment.
What?
This new butcher.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, come on.
Just forget about the butcher.
No, I'm interested.
Oh, what do you have to do to get sent off round here? He's just got to tie up some loose ends, that's all. So he'll start at the end of February, OK?
They're rubbish, aren't they?
You're right there, Jamie.
This is not how nice people play football.
Both sides are as bad as each other, if you ask me.
Oh, we must be into the last minute.
Hopefully. What happens if there's a draw?
Oh, penalty shootout. Oh, no, that bloke's having another go at Ed.
He's got hold of his shorts now.
Go on, mate, put him off!
He's going to whack him if he's not careful.
Pass the ball! Come on over,
no,
Jezza!
No,
he's unmarked! Right now, shoot! Well done, Jezza!
Oh, that was a smart move. I didn't think Jezza had it in him.
That means they've won, doesn't it?
Yes, Jamie, they've won all right.
Oh, rats!
And then, of course, they've got the cricket club dinner.
What, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate timing. But, of course, it was all arranged months ago. Shall I top you up?
Oh, thanks.
You know they're going to make a presentation to Sid.
No.
Oh, he was the backbone of the cricket team for years and years, till he stepped down.
Yeah, I know.
So they've had a tankard engraved for him. You all right?
It's nothing. It's just...
Oh, come on. Tell me.
Sid.
What about him?
He's been so kind.
I know. It's very clear for him. No one should have suffered what happened to you. So he'll help as much as he can. But he's been a tower of strength. I don't know how I'd have got through these last weeks without him. I told him at the weekend that I didn't feel safe at night, and he immediately went out and bought a new lock for the back door.
Oh, that was kind.
Yeah, and some window locks. Well, he hasn't had time to fit them yet.
Well, do you want me to ask Tony?
No. Sid promised he'll do it. He's such a practical sort of person. I mean, Kenton would never have thought of even asking.
No. That's what he would.
No, never in a million years.
Although, to be fair, Kenton doesn't know, does he?
No.
About what happened?
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell him.
No, I wasn't suggesting you should.
I couldn't.
But I'm sure he'd want to
know.
No,
there's no way.
I know.
No way on earth I'm going to tell him. I just couldn't. I couldn't.
No, I understand.
But with Sid, I feel safe. I know I can trust him.
And Sausages United take the throw.
Give it a rest, Jazza.
What do they look like? Tom Archer meets the huge great letters across their front.
That's not what you call a discreet logo, is it?
Go on, Tom, you can do it!
Ooh, that was close.
Yeah, their defence is too good, I'm afraid.
And I thought the echo was supposed to be a crack team.
I told you, the ringers.
What?
The goalie, no way he works for the Echo.
Well, how do you know?
What, he looks about 15 for a start. Got student written all over him. And no one taking the throw.
Good save, Roy.
Come on, Ambridge.
Come on, Echo.
What are you cheering them for?
I don't take it personally. He's got nothing against Tom. He just can't bear to see his brother win.
Oh, come on, there's only a minute left.
Nice one, Christopher.
Wow, look at him move.
Yeah.
Dear.
Nasty mullet, WCW's in 5-a-side.
Yeah, that's going to hurt in the morning.
Now, come on, ref. If that wasn't a foul, I don't
know
what it
is. Still in possession.
Well done, Will.
Come on, Ambridge.
Look, you've got Sam on your left wing. Pass it.
Come on.
That was a really neat move.
It's going to be time, surely. Come on, ref. Yes.
Oh.
And they're fantastic.
Right.
That's exactly what your brother said.
Hey, Christopher's still on the floor.
Huh? Oh, dear.
Well, the ref should have stopped. That was blatantly an eagle tackle.
Oh, you're a fine one to talk.
Excuse me?
You practically got into a fist fight with that bald bloke.
He ripped the shirt off my back and then came after my shorts. What was I supposed to do?
We'll definitely get these Celtic shots for the semis.
For anything, as long as it doesn't say Tom Archer's meats on the front. Oh, that must be like such prat. I know I would.
Here comes Tom.
Wait, Sausage Man!
Well done, Tom. You played brilliantly. I didn't think it was going to be that tough. They're a fit team. Yeah, never mind. You won. You're through to the next round.
I think we're going to be a man short, though.
Huh? Why?
Oh, Christopher.
That was a wicked tackle.
Mm-hmm. And his knee swelling up like a balloon. Is that going to take him to casualty?
He's broken, eh?
I don't know, but there's no way he's going to be fit to play next week.
It's the day of George's funeral.
I ought to be at home, but England's ready for this afternoon.
Do you need a hand with anything?
Oh, no, it's okay, Rose. Mum's got it all organised, to be honest. I just feel a bit guilty sitting here enjoying this lovely breakfast.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
While she's slaving away in my kitchen. Oh, I'm going to have another one of these rolls.
We have a major battle most mornings trying to get the three of them fed and out of the house. This is bliss.
I wonder if the dinner ladies can be persuaded to do it more often.
I saw Sally Metcalf at that disastrous parents' evening, and she says
disastrous? Why?
Oh, didn't I tell you? We came along thinking this is going to be a piece of cake, only to have Josh's teacher tell us he was a disruptive influence on the class.
Oh, no.
I mean, I know he loves to play the clown, but according to Mrs. Harris, he started doing it all the time, distracting the other kids.
Oh, dear.
I can't help wondering if it's because we've, well, you know, been concentrating on Pip and not paying him enough attention.
Is Pip still not happy?
Not really. And she was upset by George's death.
Was she?
Oh, I'm surprised. When her granddad died, she was upset, of course. But she sort of took it in her stride. But with George, you know, she's insisting she wants to come to the funeral.
Really?
Maybe it's just another excuse to get out of school, but I don't think so.
She's still not settled at Orchester Green.
Not really, no. But she started this after-school drama group this week and came home full of it.
Oh, she loved doing Christmas Carol, didn't she?
So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Oh, and we're going to start training Caspian Prince tomorrow.
Caspian?
Our Hereford bull calf, you know, the one we think might be a champion.
Oh, that's what you've called him.
Pitt wanted to call him Prince, but he has to have a name beginning with C.
Oh, for the pedigree thing.
In the Hereford Cattle Society, yeah. So Caspian it is.
I got a black skirt I could wear.
You don't have to wear black.
It's just, this was George's favourite.
It really suits you.
Of all the things I bought after the fire, this was the one he liked best.
Well, then you should definitely wear it.
You don't think it's too...
It looks very nice.
I don't know what I'm going to do about George's clothes.
You don't have to do anything, not yet.
Everything was new, you see.
I'm sure we can find a worthy cause.
There's a suit in that wardrobe he's never worn.
I can't ever remember seeing George in a suit.
Oh, we had a long discussion about whether he really needed to buy it. And he said I'll need something to wear at funerals.
I can just hear him.
I always thought I'd be the first to go.
Did you?
I was the one with the health problems. Ever since my back gave out, I've been... George was always fit as a flea.
Didn't Terry like him?
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
When he was younger, I didn't see any resemblance at all, but now...
I remember what a tearaway he was. And he used to drink as well, but he's come through it all.
Yes.
Just like George did.
And wasn't it lucky Peter was back in the country?
Oh, Jill, he's been so wonderful this week. I don't know how I'd have managed without him.
Shall we go downstairs and join them?
Oh, do I look all right?
You look fine.
This is just the sort of day that George loved.
Is it?
Clear blue sky, but with the air sharp and cold.
I see your granddad's here, Will.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Not often we see him in St. Stephen's.
Yeah, he must have been very fond of George.
You'd never have guessed.
No. They really had a civil word to say to each other, did they?
Oh, you can never tell, can you, how some people feel deep down?
No.
Oh, we were all very wrong about George.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's all ancient history now, but when Christine told us she was going to marry him...
Yes, Grandad and Gran were so upset, weren't they?
Really?
Well, we all thought she was making the biggest mistake of her life.
Never?
Oh, yes. Just goes to show how wrong you can be.
Oh, you'd better get ready, Dad. They're coming to the end of the peel.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the hearse should be here any minute.
Yeah, I'll see you afterwards.
I'd better make sure everyone's got somewhere to sit. Are you coming in, Will?
Yeah, just in a minute.
Okay.
You all right, Will?
Yeah. Well, no, actually. I know I said I'd do this, but I really wish I hadn't.
Look, you don't have to make a big speech. Just... imagine you're talking to one person. Say, telling Emma how you felt about George.
Well, I don't know. Ah, Jill.
They've just turned onto the green.
Good. Is Christine...
She's okay. I've left her with Terry and Peter. They're walking down with her.
Don't worry, Will. You'll be fine.
One summer, not so long ago, a young lady called Christine persuaded George to play a cornet solo at the Ambridge Summer Fete. And it was as a result of that that George began a long and happy association with the Hollerton Band. His long and happy association with Christine came a bit later. But before we look back over George's life, Will Grundy would like to say a few words. Will.
Thanks. I wrote a speech, but
Well, all I want to say is, when I was a lad, I was pretty helpless at school. Couldn't imagine what I was going to do with my life. But I used to rescue animals. You know, a bird with a broken wing, a badger caught in a trap. And George told me how to care for them. And he taught me how wild things live. How the countryside all... how nature works together. And how we're all part of it. I came to realise that the life George had was a life I wanted too. So it's because of him that I became a gamekeeper. And everything I have today, I owe it all to George. That's all.
Thanks, Will. Well, I'm a newcomer in these parts, so I can't claim to have known George the way Will did, well, the way most of you did. But when I arrived in this village, no one could have made me feel more welcome. Of course, he and I had one big thing in common. We were both born and raised in Yorkshire.
You think George would have approved?
Oh, he'd have said, what a great fuss, I'm not worth all this.
But he was.
Of course he was. And it was just perfect. From the muffled bells at the beginning.
Oh, we nearly didn't have the bells.
Why? Oh, didn't you hear? Poor Christopher Carter injured his knee playing football.
Couldn't climb the church tower steps.
Oh, dear. No, they had to practically carry him up.
And then the Hollerton band. Oh, I must thank them. They played at our wedding, you know.
I've asked them all to come back to the stables.
Oh, good.
So you can see them when you get back from the crematorium.
Who's taking you?
Peter's going to drive, and Terry's coming too.
And Phil and me.
We'll see you back at the stables in an hour or so. All right?
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Well, actually, I was just talking to Oliver Sterling, and he says that kid they've got staying.
Can I top you up?
Bruno, is it?
I'm fine, thanks. Who?
Oh, no more for me, thanks.
Bruno?
Yeah, Oliver says he's really good.
At what?
Football. You know Christopher got injured last night.
So Ambridge United is a man short.
You're surely not going to ask Bruno?
Why not?
Oh, no reason.
Do you know something we don't?
Well, I've seen him with Oliver, and Caroline's told me.
Yeah?
She's finding him a bit of a challenge.
Oh.
Oh, but that doesn't mean he can't play football. I mean, Oliver wouldn't have said if he... Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Hope so. Otherwise we're stuffed.
And how's Emma, Will? Everything okay?
Yeah, she's great, thanks.
My brother not playing her up too much.
Well, playing the field more like.
Yeah, so I heard.
But Emma reckons, really, he's missing Kathy.
Oh, does she now?
Well, that's what she said to me, anyway.
Oh. And are you going to this dinner tonight?
Oh, the cricket club? Yeah, I suppose so. Don't really feel like it.
Neither does anyone.
No, Alistair's not looking forward to it.
Well, he'd better not back out. He's supposed to be doing the presentation to Sid.
Oh, don't worry, he'll be there.
Oh, look, there's Jill and Phil.
Oh, are they back already? Excuse me. Goodness me, what a crowd.
I think the entire congregation has come back, haven't they?
Oh, there's Shula, look.
Oh, you made it then.
What a lot of people.
Yes, I wasn't expecting quite this many.
Did we make enough sandwiches?
Oh, yes, no shortage of food. Where's Auntie Chris?
Oh, she's just gone to powder her nose.
Is she all right? She cried a bit.
Well, it's always difficult when the coffin finally slips away.
Mm. Now, would you like a glass of wine?
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yes, of course. Alan?
Oh, tea would be lovely.
All right. I'll just have to fight my way through to the kitchen.
Can I give you a hand?
Oh, no. You stay there. I won't be a minute.
All right. Oh, I meant to ask you, Alan. Wasn't it yesterday you were taking your motorcycle test?
It was indeed.
And?
I passed.
Oh, well done.
Oh, I had a very hairy moment with the emergency stop. The examiner waved at me and I practically mowed him down.
Oh, dear.
He didn't seem particularly concerned.
Oh, well, he's probably used to it.
I took Amy out for a spin last night on the pillion.
Did she like it?
You know, she was a bit unimpressed, to be honest. Anyway, I'm taking Usha for a spin tomorrow.
Usha?
Yes. She told me she always had a secret yen for a motorbike. Oh, Christine. You all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm fine now, thank you.
Shula's just gone to find us a cup of tea.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Is David here?
Yes, he's somewhere.
Oh, Ruth, it's just... Oh, this is probably not the time, but it's been nagging away at the back of my mind.
What?
The new bungalow.
You're getting on really well with it.
Yes, it should be finished in a few weeks. And I really feel I don't want to move in.
Don't you?
No. Oh, maybe I'll get used to the idea, but I always felt a bit ambivalent about it, to be honest. It was very much George's project. And the idea of moving there without him...
You don't have to.
We planned it together, you see.
Not if you don't want to.
You can stay on in Woodbine Cottage, surely.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask.
Look, there's Ruth. Ruth!
Hi.
Look, you won't mind if Chris stays on in Woodbine Cottage for a bit, will you?
No, of course not.
It's just... Woodbine is full of memories of George, and the new house won't be. So I thought, if you and David didn't mind...
Of course we don't mind. You can stay there as long as you like.
What's Sid feeling so pleased about?
What's your racket?
What?
Me tankard. From the cricket club.
Oh. You're having it on display, are you?
Looks good, doesn't it?
There's a funny inscription.
What's wrong with it?
A most dedicated manager. Sounds a bit... Oh, I don't know.
What?
Well, it's not exactly a ringing endorsement, is it?
I don't see how it could be more ringing. Not just dedicated, but most dedicated. I think that's quite a tribute.
Well, good.
And it was a great evening. I thought everyone might be a bit low after the funeral, but... Actually, they were all ready to let their hair down.
Well, sounds like a decent party.
Yeah, it was. Alistair gave an excellent speech.
Yes, I can imagine.
Now, how about this afternoon?
This afternoon?
Yeah, you haven't forgotten, have you? I'm picking Jamie up from school.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to Borchester so he can get his mum a birthday present.
When is Kathy's birthday?
Sunday.
Oh.
What?
You plan on going round there?
Yeah, I thought I might drop in.
Like you did last Sunday. Disappear for 3 hours.
I said I was sorry.
Just when we're packed out with Sunday lunches.
I only meant to stay for half an hour.
Yeah, well, that's what you always say. But please, not this Sunday. We've got a coach party booked in.
I can't leave Kathy all on her own on her birthday.
She'll have Jamie.
And I still haven't finished those window locks.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I can't let her down.
Well, what about letting me down? It were absolute murder last Sunday.
Yeah. All right.
All right what?
Yeah, all right, I'll have a word with Pat. See if she can look after Kathy.
Thanks, Betty.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello. Weren't you out with the hunt?
Well, I was at the meet this morning.
I saw them earlier by Lurky Coppies.
We've got an important meeting next week, so I had to see everyone to finalise arrangements. But Caroline's working this afternoon.
So she couldn't hunt?
One of us has to be home for Bruno.
Oh, I see.
When he gets home from school.
How's that going?
Oh, all right. I think.
You don't sound very sure.
Well, we did get off lightly with our first two placements. Nice, quiet girls. Bruno's a bit, well, he's certainly not quiet.
I could never do it. I find it hard enough coping with my own kids.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid Caroline's finding it tougher than she anticipated.
Is she?
But we're definitely making progress with Bruno.
I hear you volunteered him for the five-a-side football.
Yeah, stuck my neck out there. Luckily, he's agreed to do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I do worry, you see, that living with us, he's a bit cut off from people of his own age.
How long is he going to be with you?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. He's supposed to stay until he finishes full-time education. Which, technically, means June, but he hasn't got a great deal of interest in his GCSEs, I don't think.
And where would he go then?
Well, there is his family.
His dad's in prison, isn't he?
Still his dad.
Yeah, of course.
But... And I think there's quite a strong bond there. We're taking Bruno to visit him anyway, so fingers crossed, eh?
Rather you than me.
Ruth!
Lucia, what are you doing here?
Good afternoon, Oliver.
Hello.
I'm not working today.
Well, I've got the afternoon off, and I'm going motorcycling.
Oh, I heard Alan had passed his test.
Alan who?
Frank.
Oh.
He promised to give me a ride on his pillion. I'm looking forward to it.
I've never really understood that appeal. I mean, why sit outside in the cold and damp? where you can be warm and dry in the car.
No, it'll be fun.
You sit out in the cold and damp on a horse often enough.
Yeah, but that's different. Quiet for a start.
Oliver, I wouldn't call the hunt in Full Cry exactly quiet.
Anyway, no. When you get back, if you get back in one piece.
I'm sure Alan won't let me come to any hut.
We'll come round for tea.
Okay.
We're going to have a go at halter training Caspian Prince.
Ooh, I can't miss that.
Is this your potential champion head?
Oh, that's right. Ah. I expect all that will happen is David and I will spend half an hour hopelessly chasing him round the shed.
I've been trying to get Bruno interested in the cattle, but without very much success.
Oh. Well, if you want to bring him over.
Oh, no.
To have a look at Caspian.
No, very kind of you to offer, but I'm afraid it's really not Bruno's thing.
You haven't seen Beth, have you?
Not today, no.
What's happened to her?
Oh, I haven't seen her since. When was it? Tuesday night.
Yeah?
Yeah, she ran her using one of the computers.
Oh, that was the night she wouldn't come to football practice.
Oh, right.
That was going to her.
Well, speaking personally, I'd rather walk across a bed of hot coals than watch a football practice.
Well, she came to the match on Wednesday.
Hey, you got that lad from Grange Farm on your team now?
What?
Well, because Christopher Carter got injured.
Oh, that's Ambridge United.
Oh, right. You're the other lot, are you?
Yeah, Aston Celtic. What did you say?
When?
You know, that kid from Grange Farm is substituting for Christopher.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, Ryan Thomas said he can play in their team.
What's wrong with that?
They must be mad.
Why?
You don't know him, do you?
Well, there's been a fair bit of gossip.
That's the best bit of news I've had all week. They'll have a drink to celebrate.
Oh, pint of lager?
Yeah,
I have to say, it's a bit of a mystery, Caroline and Oliver taking in a kid like that.
Oh, need their heads examined. God, I mean, you should see the stuff they've got in that house.
They must be constantly counting the spoons.
Not just the spoons.
Oh, you're back, are you?
What?
Didn't you go out with the hunt?
The hunt?
I thought, weren't you with Beth and Mike Tucker?
What are you talking about?
She wanted to follow the hunt.
You are kidding me.
Here's your lager. That'll be £2.40, please, Ed.
It's all right about Sunday, by the way.
What?
Oh, phone pads. She's already asked Cathy to go over Bridge Farm.
Oh, good.
So, I think we'll have Jamie here in the afternoon. He'll only get bored.
As long as you're here for the lunchtime.
I'll drop him round to Pat's in time for tea.
That's all I ask.
We'll be moving in next month. George was so looking forward to it.
Yeah, he wasn't too keen on living in Woodbine Cottage, was he?
Was he?
Well, it is right next door to the pub. I wouldn't fancy it.
Anyway, if Christine wants to stay there...
Yes, fine by me. Stay as long as she likes. Ah, Pitt, there you are.
I couldn't find my gloves.
Where's Josh?
He said it was too cold.
Oh, great.
He wants to stay indoors with Gran and Ben.
That boy is turning into a right couch potato.
But I'm here.
Yeah. Well, you're tough, aren't you? Hey, you don't let a little thing like 5 degrees of frost put you off.
Come on, then. Let's see if we can get this halter on.
Can I do it?
No, you'd better stay outside the pen.
Oh, please.
Caspian Prince isn't going to like having this on his head.
He's probably going to jump about and kick us quite a lot.
He wouldn't.
And all his mates will probably join in.
So you'd better let your dad and me do it, OK?
Come on, then. Let's get in there.
OK.
Can you land?
No, I can manage. Shake the feed bucket, can you?
Uh-oh. He's seen us coming.
He's okay, aren't you, Prince? Gonna have some nice feed pellets, aren't you?
Right, give me the water.
There you go.
If I can just hold it like this.
It's all right, Prince. Nothing to get scared about. It's all right.
I don't think he's interested in the feed.
Take it slowly.
Hey.
That's it.
Come!
He's having none of it.
You have to be quicker than that, Dad.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Usha.
Hi, you haven't caught him yet.
Not completely, no, but if I can just get him into the corner here. Oh! Damn!
You think you've met your match there, David?
Oh, that's what he thinks. I am a master of cunning.
So is he, I reckon. Look what he's doing. He knows you're after him, so he's hiding behind his mate.
Well, don't just stand there.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Get behind there with him. Chase him up this way.
Okay.
Well, careful, Ruth. That one's looking interesting.
Oh, get, you animal.
I'm on, Prince. Come on, this way. Come on.
Get behind him, man.
I'm doing my best. Go on, Prince. Good.
Come on. That's it.
That's it.
gotcha!
Well done!
Oh dear, he doesn't like it, does he?
I'll just tie him to the side of the pillion.
We'll just have to leave him for a little while.
Do you need a hand?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
All right, Chris. Right, I'm going to leave you alone now. You just stand there quietly.
But he'll hurt himself.
No, he won't. He's just trying to shake the halter off.
He'll get used to it.
How long will it take?
Oh, how long's a piece of string?
We'll leave him tied like that for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, and if we do that every day for a week.
Every day?
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe. He'll be ready to let you lead him around the yard.
So, how was the motorcycling?
What?
Fabulous.
And she's been out with Alan on his pillion.
You're mad.
Why?
It's freezing.
It was a bit chilly. I can understand why motorcyclists go in for all that leather gear.
Right.
But such a thrill. I can't wait for the next time.
Oh, there's going to be a next time, is there?
You bet.
Oh, I can just see you in leather trousers.
Stop it, David.
Dad?
Yes, Pipsqueak?
Can I give Prince some more feed pellets?
Well, you can try.
I don't think he'll be very interested.
Go on, put a few in the bucket and poke it through the bars.
Okay.
I bumped into Bert in the yard.
Well, is he still here?
He was just on his way home, but he couldn't resist telling me how he cured your cows of warts.
It was only one cow.
And she'd have got better anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah. Bert seemed quite convinced.
Yeah, I know. He's going around telling everyone he single-handedly saved the herd. I'm beginning to suspect he's angling to get paid.
Come on, Prince. It's not fair, is it, Prince?
Not fair at all.
But if he's going to be a champion, he's got to learn proper deportment.
Hello? Who's that?
Oh, it's all right, it's only me.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just checking the kettle.
A bit late.
Oh,
where have you been?
Around. I had stuff to do. Oh, by the way, I owe you one.
What?
I heard you talk Roy Tucker into having your tea leaf lodger in his football team.
Ed?
Nice one.
How many times do I have to tell you, Bruno is not a thief. And he's very good at football.
I told you that, did he?
Yes. And I've seen him practising in the yard. His ball control is exceptional.
Checked your credit card lately?
Ed, I hesitate to point this out, but you're in no position to point the finger.
I never nicked anything of yours.
But your reputation is not exactly squeaky clean, is it?
Yeah.
I've had to bail you out on more than one occasion.
You never cease to remind me.
I arranged for you to go to Hungary, remember? Got you out of a very tricky situation.
Yeah, okay.
And if you hadn't gone to Hungary, you wouldn't have met Beth.
Well, so I'm grateful, all right?
I was prepared to stick my neck out and give you a chance, so why can't you do the same for Bruno?
Because he's nothing like me.
Well, I think he is.
No! No way am I like him. That kid's a loser. Can't you see it? It's a total waste of space.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.